USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican of Georgia, and fellow Republican lawmakers Matt Gaetz, Louie Gohmert, and Paul Gosar held a news conference on Tuesday to share a report on the cruel treatment in the D.C. jail. Greene and her fellow lawmakers released their findings that detail the treatment of defendants jailed for their participation in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol.
They have been beaten by the guards. They are called white supremacists. There's more outrageous things happening there. They're denied time with their attorneys.
Democratic leaders at both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue in the nation's capital declined to comment on a new analysis of IRS data showing former President Donald Trump's 2017 tax cuts benefited middle-class taxpayers significantly more than those in the top income brackets. This is USA Radio News.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem wants to earmark federal funds for pay raises and boosting infrastructure.
Republican South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem laid out a plan on Tuesday to spend an unprecedented amount of money in raises for state employees, teachers, and health care providers, as well as shore up infrastructure projects. South Dakota is receiving billions of dollars in federal pandemic relief. Noem also recommended saving 14% of budget reserves. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
A federal judge set July 18th as a tentative date for the trial of Steve Bannon over contempt of Congress charges on Tuesday. Bannon pleaded not guilty to contempt of Congress charges on November 17th. Outside the courtroom then, he put the Democrats on notice.
I'm telling you right now, this is going to be the misdemeanor from hell for Merrick Garland, Nancy Pelosi, and Joe Biden.
He cited executive privilege. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Another vaccine mandate blocked in court.
Another day, another court is blocking a vaccine mandate put in place by the Biden administration. This time the mandate being blocked for federal contractors by a Georgia court. The judge saying Biden likely went beyond his authority and the mandate is now stopped from going into effect nationwide. The judge adding the economy would be negatively impacted if the mandate wasn't stopped. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Russia has legitimate fears over the risk of American military hardware being stationed close to its borders, the country's president Vladimir Putin has said, insisting he still hopes talks with Washington can ease tensions. Putin said negotiations held the day before with President Joe Biden could still help to de-escalate tensions that have flared between Moscow and Washington in recent weeks. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan was with Biden on the call to Putin.
He told President Putin directly that if Russia further invades Ukraine, the United States and our European allies would respond with strong economic measures.
Putin is concerned about the potential membership of Ukraine in NATO because that would result in military bases and troops being placed in the territory of Ukraine. Officials in Kiev and Washington have issued a series of warnings in recent weeks, claiming that Russia could launch an all-out offensive against its neighbor. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.